We're all prepared to spring forward in just a few days as daylight savings time is again upon us. Something that I think most of us only think about just in terms of this is the night that I lose an hour of sleep. But today, are we going to talk about the cost of daylight savings time being maybe more than just that 60 minutes?
Absolutely. I mean, it turns out daylight savings time is pretty risky and is associated with a whole host of bad outcomes, at least in the spring. And it doesn't mean, of course, that the day itself or the name daylight savings time is a problem. It's actually a really interesting way that psychologists and other researchers have been able to kind of look into the importance of sleep. Because what daylight savings time shows us is just how important sleep is to our psychological and physical health. And the reason is that, you know, for when you try to study something at the level of the population, you know, sleep quality varies. Some people get a great night's rest, others don't. But daylight savings times every spring, and this year on March 8th, we cluster everyone, most people rather, across the United States together and take away 1 hour of their sleep all at once. And what that means is when researchers go in and look at big data sets, they can find patterns about what that loss of sleep does to our psychological and physical health. And the answer is it's nothing too good. So, for example, the heart attacks are more common day after a daylight savings time than almost any other day of the year. So statistically, there's a greater risk for a heart attack in that immediate time after you spring ahead.
Is it just the loss of an hour of sleep?
Well, that is the question. And you know, of course, we can't completely demonstrate it because we can't really ethically assign some people to sleep more than others or sleep-deprive people. Actually, that's one major ethical challenge in studying this. So you're right. This is a correlation. This is, you know, we can see this pattern in the data, but we can't necessarily prove exactly what's going on. But the strong suspicion is, yes, it has to do with the importance that sleep plays in our functioning. And it's not just that. It's our cardiovascular health. It's things like stroke risk and other sort of health challenges can go up. And it's our psychological health as well. We know that our ability to concentrate, to problem solve is really closely linked to sleep as well. And in fact, when you look at things like accidental death, there's a whole increase in accidental death rates that same day after you spring ahead. So things like motor vehicle accidents, there's an association where there are more car accidents occurring right after daylight savings time. Why, again, seems to hint at the role that sleep plays in our ability to make decisions and sort of navigate our world.
Well, is this data easy to study because this is a time that we know large amounts of people are all being deprived of sleep at the same time?
Exactly, right. It gives us a convenient way to kind of look at the level of most of the U.S. population. There are a few states that opt out, but it lets us look all at once at what happens when we take that hour away. And it turns out, you know, sometimes you see interesting patterns in the fall. In fact, there's some studies, it's not, the effect isn't as clear, but some cases, actually the rates of these bad things goes down a little bit in the fall when you add an hour. That's less clear. What seems to be pretty clear across all these different outcomes is that the spring ahead, when we lose the hour, seems to be associated with a gentle uptick in all sorts of these bad outcomes.
So the first thing that comes to my mind is why don't people just go to bed an hour earlier? Is it equal?
Well, that's a great question. And maybe by, you know, airing this a little ahead this year, folks can maybe take your advice. I think it's probably a good one. One thing we know that is shifting our sleep is tricky. We know this from studies on jet lag and travel, for example, including things like professional sports teams. When the teams that have to travel typically, you know, are at a disadvantage just because of the change in time zones. So something as simple as 1 hour going one time zone away actually has effects on our cognitive functioning and health. So even going to bed an hour early doesn't fully fix the problem because what we're doing is shifting. We're shifting our circadian rhythm. We're shifting our biological clock. And doing that itself is challenging for us. It comes with some risks of psychological and physical difficulties.
Do we know where that line is? I mean, an hour is what we've been talking about, but instead of an hour, if it was 30 minutes difference, is there any data that shows what that effect would have?
Great question. I'm not so sure on that direction. We certainly know that bigger shifts are worse. So, for example, workers who alternate between day and night shifts, including medical personnel, first responders, folks working in factories, what we know there is that shifting quickly between different work shifts and sleep and wake can lead to marked impairments in cognitive and physical health. So, you know, we know that moving people around more makes this worse. In general, you know, as humans, we like consistency in our routines, and our body does best when we have a consistent amount of sleep each night. And we can see this, too, when we study populations that might be at risk for sort of changes in sleep. So, for example, there's some really interesting findings out looking at new parents, right, who often, you know, and I can say from a little bit of firsthand experience, don't sleep as much as they used to. What you can find is that they're at increased risk for things like motor vehicle accidents rates. In fact, a recent study that came out found that new parents within the first few 100 days of their child's life were about 6 times more likely to get in near-miss accidents compared to folks who were sleeping normally. So we know that they're, you know, sleep matters. And I think that's something we all kind of know. But when you look at the data across the board, when we see, you know, daylight savings times as a way into this, I think it really helps us put in perspective just how important sleep is in our lives and how important it is to protect our time for it and to, you know, make sure we're building in routines that gives us the rest our bodies really do need.
Well, daylight savings time is one day. What does research show about a little bit of sleep deprivation each night for an extended period of time? Is that the same, worse, better?
Yeah, I mean, I think the short answer is it's not good. Now, how not good it is relative, you know, we don't really pit those against each other much. But we know that, you know, sleep deficit, what you're talking about is sort of small amounts of sleep, but over time also lead to impairments. It can lead to memory difficulties, difficulty focusing, and it can increase risk for various health conditions. So, yeah, one day shift, you know, something we all can look out for and prepare, but often it is that night-by-night thing of making sure we're protecting our bedtime routine. So, for example, getting screens away, you know, at least an hour, preferably 2 hours before bed, making sure that we, you know, are avoiding alcohol and caffeine or even vigorous exercise right before the bedtime hour, and really making it a point to protect sleep, you know, that we're going to set a time, you know, no, kids don't like bedtimes, but as adults, it might be the best thing for us, is really to make sure we're protecting our sleep, because a whole host of benefits can happen when we're well rested. We're better able to solve problems, we're healthier, and, you know, there's some research to suggest we're happier as well. So, you know, we really don't want to discount sleep.